Hugh Fanboy gets huge surprise by Scarlet Storm. Read by Sunkitten Shash. A Multazusher and the Untamed fanfiction. Rating explicit. Chapter 1. It's a totally normal Friday, and Wei Ying has not been able to concentrate on anything for approximately the last hour. Maybe the last 2 hours? Unclear. One of the things he hasn't been able to concentrate on is the regular passage of time, along with emails, image editing, video editing, music editing, most editing things, he guesses. Whatever Nihui Song is doing on the other side of his studio, where his body is in space. Damn, dude, Nihui Song says, drawing his actual attention out of the ether and into the real world. You are squirrely as fuck today, and that's coming from me. Are you good? Yes, Wei Ying says automatically, at the same time that he flings his stylus halfway across the room, which, he has to admit, isn't particularly reassuring. Good. Great! Nihui Song's eyes go very deliberately from Wei Ying down to the stylus now rolling slowly across the linoleum and back to Wei Ying. Their eyebrow goes up like someone's pulling it with a fish hook, obvious even with their hair half falling out of the ponytail they can't seem to keep in place today. They don't look like they believe him, which... fair. Seriously, Wei Ying says, scrubbing his hands over his face and offering up a winning smile. I'm just excited. He leaves his hands covering his cheeks, like that's going to hide the blush he already feels coming on. It's date night. Ah, Nihui Song says, understanding dawning. They pull the teal scrunchie out of their extremely precarious ponytail and start finger-combing their hair up again. You and Nan John go on dates, like, all the time, though? Well, yeah, Wei Ying says, blushing harder and squirming a little. It's silly. He feels silly about it, but it's our 6-month anniversary. Oh, Nihui Song says. The dawn of understanding now fully turned into the light of day, or some other simile that makes sense. An anniversary date night. They twist the scrunchie back into their hair, the ponytail messy but once again secure, then lean forward to prop their elbows on the pattern table. I'm guessing you two have capital P plans? Wei Ying nods. Decides to be a mature adult who doesn't hide behind his own hands, and instead avoids Nihui Song's eye contact by setting aside his laptop and retrieving his Arab stylus. Fancy dinner, he says, twirling it between his fingers in such a way that he knows means he's in imminent danger of flinging it across the room again. He swallows, eyes on the stylus, and adds, in the most casual tone he can muster, I'm wearing the dress. The red one? From the consignment shop? Nihui Song sounds just as casual as Wei Ying, but he can feel their gaze sharpen. They were already interested, but now they're invested. This is not unexpected, since they were there when Wei Ying bought it, and may have had a significant hand in convincing him to try it on in the first place. See, the thing about being entirely self-employed is that any minute you're not working is a minute you're not being paid, which objectively sucks. The flip side of that is if you and your fellow self-employed friend want to take a 2-hour lunch on an early spring day when the weather's actually sunny and nice, instead of blustery and wet, you can do that, which objectively rules. If the lunch turns into shopping at the queer consignment shop run by a semi-retired drag queen, there's literally no boss who can fire you. No gods, no masters. Wei Ying and Ni Huai Song spent easily 15 minutes just modeling vintage hats for each other under the watchful eye of Anita Date when he saw the dress on the end of a clothing rack and his mouth stopped mid-compliment. It was a ruby-red stretch velvet wiggle dress with a deep cowl neck, lustrous under the track lighting. Wei Ying reached for it as though hypnotized, and it was just as soft as it looked, both cozy and sexy, which he's on record as saying is the perfect combination of things. Ni Huai Song convinced him to try it on just for fun, which is how Wei Ying found himself in a curtained changing room dressed in red velvet, simultaneously trying not to joy cry, and also willing his confused boner to go down. Fun fact about gender euphoria. It can manifest as an erection if you're an erection-having person, which is very bewildering of it, and why a lot of trans women spend an anxious section of their early transition thinking they just have a kink for femme clothing. Fortunately, Wei Ying had A, done enough reading on the subject to know this, B, was pretty comfortably settled into his gender fluidity, and C, spent plenty of time in lingerie for the internet, or he probably would have had a real hard freak out. As it was, he just spent a minute breathing deeply and thinking about his monthly budget and other non-sexy things before he emerged from the dressing room a beautiful, still nearly crying butterfly with a dick that was basically under control. "Okay," Ni Huai Song said immediately. "You're buying that. No excuses. If you don't buy it, it'll be a crime against queer Jesus," Anita said from behind the counter, eyeing the fall of the cowl neck. "You don't even have padding on, and your tits look amazing." "Let us not ignore her ass," Ni Huai Song said reverently, reaching out with a vintage parasol to poke said ass, because they're a fucking gremlin. "Look at this ass! It's like a ripe peach, covered in velvet." "I'm not ignoring her ass," Anita shot back. "I was getting to the ass." To Wei Ying, he said, "Seriously, hon, you need that in your closet. You look beautiful." "Thank you," Wei Ying managed, turning to look at himself in the three-way gilded mirror and valiantly keeping the happy tears mostly in check. He did look beautiful. He looked at his reflection and thought, "Who's that cute girl?" And the cute girl was him. Anyway, he bought the dress. "Yes," he says in the present, sitting back down with his laptop and stylus. What was he trying to work on? Oh, right. The color corrections for his latest OnlyFans shoot. Black lingerie is classically elegant, but it can fuck up the exposure something bad, and Wei Ying's color balance was just off enough that now he has to go through every picture and make sure he doesn't look like a horny, washed-out ghost. "It's gonna be a surprise," he adds, fiddling with an adjustment layer and trying to decide if he wants to process everything in black and white, easy, sexy, artsy, or full color, harder, also sexy, usually results in more tips. "Anjan hasn't seen me in it yet." Wei Ying taps the stylus against his lower lip, adjusts the levels a little bit, and pushes up his glasses. "I don't think he even knows I have it." He probably doesn't, considering Wei Ying came home that day an hour before Lanjian and hung the dress in the back of his porn closet behind his collection of slutty robes. It's not like he was hiding it, not exactly. He just wanted some time before he wore it. He wanted it to be the right occasion. "Lanjian's gonna see you in the world's sexiest dress for the first time right before you're supposed to leave for your fancy dinner," Ni Huai Song says in disbelief. "R.I.P. your ass and your dinner plans, girl. You're gonna be lucky if you make it out of the house." Manjun believes very strongly in the importance of keeping appointments in a timely manner, Wei Ying says, adjusting the levels again. Maybe less cyan, more magenta? We're definitely gonna make it to dinner, but if he suddenly can't contain himself and has to drag me to the bathroom between the main course and dessert... He shrugs, biting his lower lip to try and smother a smile, feeling the blush crawl back over his face. Ah, to be tenderly railed in a restaurant bathroom stall, Yinghui Song says wistfully. I've only had that happen twice, but damn, what an experience. Love that for you. They shake themselves out of their reverie and find their mechanical pencil so they can return to the pattern making they were working on previously. You know if it happens, you have to send me the dick deeds. I will always send you the dick deeds, Wei Ying says solemnly, holding three fingers up next to his temple and almost poking himself in the eye with his stylus. But I feel honor-bound to tell you that tender restaurant bathroom railing is not actually in my future. He sighs dramatically. Alas! Alack! Yinghui Song says, matching his drama levels. They do something with the pencil and a ruler, glancing up at him over the table. Manjun isn't into public stuff. He let me put his dick on the internet, for which I personally remain very grateful. Yes, Wei Ying deadpans. I remember the enthusiastic emoji spam you sent me about that. I stand by every single one of those sweat emojis, Yinghui Song says primly. His dick deserved them. Wei Ying nods his understanding and duplicates the adjustment layer he's working on to another picture. One with more nudity and less black lingerie. Is it making his skin look too pink? Anjan's just enough of an exhibitionist to get off on the internet thing, he explains, flipping back and forth between the two pictures. He likes the idea of it, but actual exhibitionism in real life is a hard no. Ah, Yinghui Song says, putting the mechanical pencil behind their ear and fumbling around for an eraser. A theoretical kink, like me investing. Right, Wei Ying says, deciding not to mention that his own interest in investing goes beyond the theoretical, because there are a few things even he doesn't want to talk about with anyone who isn't Lanjian. Or like me in gangbangs. He'll read porn about it and get off thinking about it, sure. But even in his fantasies, it's a bunch of Manjun clones. It's hard to imagine anything less appealing in real life than getting fucked by a bunch of randos. Unless it was getting fucked by a bunch of randos who were also Republicans. He shudders. Gross. Honestly, I was shocked when he started showing up on your OnlyFans, Yinghui Song says, searching the table for something with a frown. Makes sense that he wouldn't be into that in the meat world. But also, none of us knew Manjun fucked before you two started dating, either. So, like, they shrug. We contain horny multitudes. He's allowed to be a repressed introvert and want to rail you under a spotlight with an audience. Ah, Wei Ying says wistfully. The dream. He's definitely enough of an exhibitionist to find the idea of semi-public sex exciting, or the idea of fucking at a sex club with an understanding that no one else gets to touch, but he'd rather never have sex again ever in his life than to drag Manjun into a situation he wasn't interested in. Anyway, don't wait up dreaming of specific dick deeds that will never come. I'd hate to disappoint you. Fuck. Which of these adjustment layers is the best? Has Wei Ying ever made an adjustment layer he actually likes? What even is an adjustment layer? Wait up! Yinghui Song raises an eyebrow at him. Manjun goes to sleep at 9. Your boyfriend has a grandpa bedtime. What would I be waiting up for? Maybe you want to go to bed at 8 tonight, Wei Ying says, chewing on his lower lip and trying to remember if adjustment layers are real or if they're a figment of his imagination. I'm not assuming anything about your bedtime. I was planning on reading gay romance novels in bed on a mound of pillows while I eat cake, Nihai Song says with a sniff. But I'll still be awake at 9 because I'm not a grandpa. They glare at the pattern table. Where the fuck is my pencil? Behind your ear, grandson, Wei Ying says sweetly. As payment for my pencil finding services, he continues over the sound of Nihai Song cursing, I need you to come tell me which of these photo edits looks better, because I've lost my ability to edit photos and everything's just blobs now. I know that feel, Nihai Song says, meandering over to plop down on the love seat Wei Ying usually appropriates when they co-work. Hit me. Wei Ying flicks between the different photos, turning the different adjustment layers off and on, like an eye doctor doing the which is better, A or B thing. Nihai Song narrows their eyes and hums thoughtfully. Genuine question that's only slightly a perv thing, they say eventually, tapping their pencil against their chin. Can you show me these adjustment layers on a picture where your dick is out? Only slightly a perv thing, they say, Wei Ying full grumbles while he hunts through the photo shoot for a dick out photo and duplicates the adjustment layers. Show me your dick, Wei Ying. I promise it's for art. You're the one whose art involves dicks, not me, Nihai Song points out. Switch between the options, please. You made an underwear line with custom dick-printed fabric, Wei Ying shoots back, turning the layers off and on as requested. You're the one whose art always involves dicks, whereas mine only occasionally involves dicks, they course-correct smoothly, head cocked thoughtfully at the laptop. Okay. I think the second one is better. You see how it makes the flesh stand out? They point their pencil at Wei Ying's on-screen dick, which is indeed flushed in a nice red-tinted kind of way with adjustment layer option 2. The first option kind of makes it look bruised, which isn't exactly the vibe of this shoot. Wei Ying switches back to adjustment layer 1. Yeah, Hua Song is right. The cooler blue tones make the rest of his skin look like a sexy vampire, makes his dick look like it got caught in a door or something, the purpley hue not exactly appealing. Thank you, he says, glad to have an answer and a plan of attack. I guess you did need to see my dick for art reasons. I would be a terrible friend if I let you put substandard dick pictures on the internet, Nihai Song says, bumping their shoulder into his as they absently put their pencil back behind their ear. If I have to look at 1,000 pictures of your dick in order to support you, I will. We appreciate your sacrifice, Wei Ying says. Now get off the couch. I gotta put together a batch processing macro for the rest of these. I always have to remind myself how it works. Photo editing is so boring, Nihai Song says sympathetically, heading back over to the pattern table. It's like the hand-sewing snaps of photography. I've only sewed like 3 snaps in my life, but based on that alone, I gotta agree. Wei Ying fiddles with the image macro again, and resigns himself to going back through and resizing some of the photos later to make them all match. What's the taking pictures part of sewing? The fun and creative part. Either the initial design or searching, Nihai Song says, searching the table and patting down the pockets in today's practical green jumpsuit. Searching because it goes super fast and then, bam, you're done. They pause, hands on their hips and a frown on their face. Where the fuck is my pencil? Behind your ear, Wei Ying says helpfully. He waits a beat and adds, grandson. He has to roll off the love seat to dodge the thrown pencil and ends up sprawled on the linoleum, laptop cradled to his chest and cackling with laughter. Worth it.